You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
It is another edition of the Sports Hangover. Plenty to get into today. Going to try a little something different. Call Tunes Tuesday. Joey will play the part of DJ, as will I. And join the interns. Real simple. From here on out on Tuesdays on the Sports Hangover, we want to feature and really shed a light on local artists and musicians. We can have fun with it as well. It can be songs about the sports teams, right? Upcoming games, you can change them every week, or, you know, like normal, regular musicians trying to get their songs out there. All we ask, of course, is that it's FCC legal. If you got explicit lyrics, just send us the part in an MP3 that we can actually play on the air. The radio edit. You guys know what I'm talking about. So, yeah. I mean, all kinds of music. I don't care, man. We're going to have some fun today. Going to feature two artists in particular and have a little fun as well today. At 12:45 and 1:45, we'll feature a pair of artists, Mariah at 1:45 and then Clarence. If you go to Brother Martin, you did during my time, 90 to 94. You know what I'm talking about, Clarence Johnson, CJ3. That's how he goes over on Twitter, CJ3 Sacks. Yes, a couple of albums, teaches kids now as well. We're going to talk to him, and he got a cool event coming up on Friday. So that's kind of the goal. We're going to feature music in and out of breaks with local musicians and New Orleans musicians of yesteryear as well, until we start building up our catalog, of course. And my goal is to eventually make it all local, and we'll tell you how to get to those songs, what's the name, the artist, etc. So that's what we're going to do on Tunes Tuesday. So looking forward to kind of, even me, Joey, you can have a little fun with this too. I think while we all grow up in New Orleans, we all know that there is a ton of talent musically in this city. But I wonder if people know, oh, wow, that song is from here, or there's an artist or two that's featured in it as well. So
a lot.
I know it's, that's what I'm saying. I was playing around and just did a search New Orleans music on Spotify, and it was, you can keep scrolling over and over again. So we'll have some fun, but I definitely want to feature some people maybe you don't know, some people that you do know. So it's sportshangovermusic@gmail.com. It's a very simple, easy email to remember. sportshangovermusic@gmail.com. Send it there, and boom, we'll make sure that it gets on Tuesdays. So I'll have some fun with that. Coming up, bottom of the hour, Daniel Salerson. Pelicans Radio Network does the pregame. There's some color during the preseason games as well. Two games in the books for the Pels. And Joey, I don't know if this is a good thing. Actually, no. I know it's not a good thing.
What's
that? It's not a good thing when the storylines in games 1 and 2 are injuries. Two new injuries yesterday. Jeez. An injury on Sunday. Players already injured that hadn't played in Sunday and Monday. So we'll get you caught up to that. Alvin Gentry has a little bit on that coming up. We'll speak with Daniel Salerson, who was on both of those games calls, and find out what he did see. There are some positives, obviously, other than the injuries that we saw as we get closer to the October 17th tip-off of the regular season. As you mentioned, Clarence Johnson is going to join us at 12:45, touch on his songs, watch him work. Love that song. Tim Rebo, head coach of your Colonels, will call his usual slot at 1:15, as he will give us a buzz as well. Also, Glenn Gilbo just confirming as well, Joey. So yeah, Glenn Gilbo at 1:05 to talk a little LSU. Tim Rebo at 1:15. Gary Smith 1:30 to give us his latest on Tulane. Mariah at 1:45 to talk about her song. Nick Lewis from the Forgotten Five website. And I like the name, Joey. It refers to the group of five conferences, the American, the Summit, all of them. So we'll touch on all of those different games and what's going on there with Nick at 2:05. And then at 2:15, touch them all, Timmy Grubbs. Cubs lost yesterday. So today they're in a wild card game. It's crazy. If they won, they would have gotten the number one seed and hosted, okay, throughout the playoffs. Instead, they lose. Same record as the Brewers, other than that one win yesterday. And now they lose today against the Rockies at home. They're done. They're done. It's over. Todd's Dodgers took care of business in L.A. yesterday and beat the Rockies. So the Dodgers enjoyed themselves. They gave themselves, you know, beer showers in the locker room. Meanwhile, the Cubs are in a do or die at 7 o'clock today. The American League wild cards tomorrow. A's and Yankees. Trucks, Red Sox just chilling and relaxing as they had the best record in the AL. They have home field throughout as well. Astros and your Indians, Joey, in there in the postseason as well. So all that is coming up this week. We'll talk with Tim Grubbs about that and kind of get set up a little bit. Coming up next segment, we'll hear from Teron Armstead and DeMario Davis. They had conference calls today to kind of get your mind right, Saints fans. Today is yesterday in a normal work week. That makes any sense. Sean Payton speaking right now. Jordan the intern will have that for us coming up later in the show. He's having his conference call. And the players just had theirs. No open locker room, just those two players, and offensive and defensive players. I'll have that for you next segment. And then tomorrow is Tuesday. They're off. Thursday is their Wednesday. Friday is their Thursday. Saturday is their Friday. It makes sense. Everything is a day later because Monday, of course, is the game. Monday Night Football. And a lot of attention. You heard it yesterday. Did you watch the game yesterday? My goodness. Kansas City and Denver. Denver looked like they were going to win that game, right? No doubt. ESPN.
They go tackle over tackle left. Unbalanced line to the left side. Halfback Kareem Hunt to that unbalanced side. Trying to score three. Left side touchdown. Kansas City. A 4-yard touchdown run behind the unbalanced line at 1:39 to go in the game. And the Chiefs take a 26-23 lead.
Everyone is raving about Pat Mahomes, and if you watch the game, you can see why. I mean, Favre-likes being thrown out there right now. Unbelievable. I just, he was fun to watch. And, of course, there's a little tie to the Saints, right? Because we all know, Joe, you remember last year, Sean Payton out of nowhere, he offered that if he would have been there at 11, if he would have fallen one more spot, the Saints were taking him. The Saints were taking Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
28-45, 3-4, TD, no interceptions, one sack. But it was really just the way the guy carried himself there in that second half. Struggled in the first, tough place to play. And what's incredible, really, is in the four wins, three have been on the road. Two of them, of those three, on the road have been division games. I mean, the guy is balling right now. Again, Bill Barnwell of ESPN, he did the quarter rewards awards yesterday and had Drew Brees third, Jared Goff second, Pat Mahomes first in his MVP ballot. I can't argue with that. I can't. I love Brees. He's about to break a record, 201 yards away. I get it. I know. If the Saints haven't had Brees, I get it. But how many? He's a rookie quarterback. Three of the first four games have been on the road. He goes and wins them, literally, making plays all over the field. Has the most touchdowns in the league, barely throws picks, if any. It's incredible. I can't argue with that. He has 1,200 yards, 14 touchdowns right now. He has zero. Oh, he has one. He has zero interceptions this season. Think about that. He has zero. Chargers, he had four touchdowns, no picks. The Steelers, he had six touchdowns, Joey, no picks. A week ago against San Francisco, three touchdowns, no picks. And last night, one touchdown, no interceptions. No interceptions for a rookie quarterback. Three games on the road, two in your division, the Chargers and Broncos. I mean, amazing. Absolutely amazing. And yesterday, again, a lot of people comparing him to Favre because he just gets out the pocket, makes plays, happens, and then scrambling near side, looks like he's about to get sacked. The dude switches. I don't know if you saw this, Joey. He switched the ball from his right hand, which he throws,
yeah,
to his left. and then completes a pass for a gain of 10.
And Eli tried that one time, and it went backwards.
Yeah, it didn't go so well when Eli tried it.
This guy threw a perfect spiral with his left hand.
Incredible. I'm watching. It was so much fun. I was getting texts from Jordan yesterday, a bunch of other friends. Like, are y'all watching? I mean, it was fun. It was a fun game. And you know what? I got to say this. The Monday night games have been entertaining this year, man. It was a stretch. The Monday night football was, right? I mean, it was. This was fun. Mahomes and that left-handed throw.
I was kind of just scrambling left. I felt Vaughn on my back, and I knew I couldn't throw it with my right hand. And I knew we needed the first down, and so I kind of just like shot putted it to Tyreek, and he got the first down and made a great play. I mean, you just got to get the ball in their hands somehow. I never practice it. We have quarterback competitions where we throw crossbar challenges and we play left-handed sometimes. So that's about the variety of my practicing that. I did it a couple times in college, but it was to throw it away. I never had thrown it to a receiver. So, I mean, it was a cool deal. I'm just glad we got the first down and got the win.
Man, you can't teach that.
It sounds like a little Coach O.
Dude, I know, right? Yeah,
a little bitty one.
Dude, what's so funny, too, is – and again, what's remarkable, and I think this is why we love sports, rewatch it.
Yeah.
Some people can just handle it, some people can't. He looked like he was having fun out there, calm, control, collective. Yes. You know, and that's what great players can do. Believe it. You don't think the hearts are beating out there, but the guy's just making plays, he's finding a way. I mean, he's playing against some of the best players. You know, the speed of D lineman, Von Miller after he's running away from Von Miller. Just think about that. And making play. I was so impressed. I'm like, dude, I love Breeze. But here we go again. Breeze is going to have a tremendous season. The Saints offense basically averages 40 points a game. And unfortunately, the Rams look ridiculous in the NFC. And this rookie quarterback, Pat Mahomes, is killing it. I mean, this is what happens when Breeze has good years. You know, it stinks. I mean, I know, look, the MVP is not going to keep him out of Canton. I'd love for Breeze to get an MVP award just once, because he is the guy, deserves it. But dude, what this guy is doing right now is it's amazing. Mahomes right now, he loves his team. They're 4-0 in the AFC. They're, to me, by far the best team. By far the best team. Now their defense, little suspect, but man, you got that kid back there making those plays. Who's counting them out right now? Mahomes,
the heart in this team. I love this team and just how we fight. We hadn't necessarily been tested in this situation yet, and it just showed that every phase of the ball, special teams, defense, and offense, that everybody can step up and everybody can make plays. And I knew we had it, and I'm glad we got to show it for everybody else, and we're going to keep it rolling as the season goes.
Yeesh. I mean, do you hear him talk? He talks like he's a veteran, man. It's unbelievable. Now, I think you can see now, and the reason I'm using the first segment to talk about it and playing some sound, you can see. If you watched last night, you can hear, if you're listening right now, why Sean Payton surprised a lot of people last year, right? When the draft was over and he goes, man, we really like Pat Mahomes. Now you can see it. You can see why. Here's the thing that's interesting as we go to break. Imagine if they would have gotten him. I know. I get it. I know. You got Marshawn Lattimore instead. So I get it. But if you would have gotten Pat Mahomes, the Chiefs got rid of starting quarterback Alex Smith, who's taking them to the playoffs every year.
Mm-hmm.
You can see this year, this kid's ready to play.
Oh, yeah.
You can see this year, Drew Brees is still pretty darn good. What would you have done? Like, that's what hit me last night. I'm like, man, you got to play this kid. This kid's amazing, right? I mean, last year was a rookie, had one start last year. I keep saying rookie. It's his first full year of playing as a starter. So, yeah, last year is his rookie season. But it's amazing when you look at it that as a full-time starter, and he's 4-0, and he has that poise, but what would you do? Because Breeze can still play right now. You know? I guess it would have been the perfect Favre Rodgers scenario, Montana Young scenario, right? Because he would probably have gotten better and knowing the offense even more if he would have had to wait a year or two. But the Saints probably could have pulled the trigger next year. I don't know, right? Like, let's say the Saints go far this year or they don't. I mean, what would you have done? Because that kid can play. That kid can absolutely play. It was fun watching. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King, 504-909-KING. KingInjuryFirm.com, of course, is the way to go check them out online. Don't forget personal injury, maritime, offshore, mass tort, and workers' comp, and a bunch of other areas and scenarios that can help you. If you've been injured and you need some representation, or you don't even know what you do, it's a free consultation call. You can go check them out online, kinginjuryfirm.com, give you a bunch of information, or you can call them, 504-909-KING. It's the Sports Hangover. Let's hear from DeMario Davis and Teron Armstead in their morning conference calls that just wrapped up a little bit ago. When you come back, it's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Oh, yeah, for over 65 years, Golden Motors has been your local Chevy Buick new car dealer. I'm sure you've seen us around supporting our local schools, charities, and organizations. That's just our way to say thanks to all of you for being there for us at Golden Motors. Looking for a new Chevy or Buick? Or looking for that new or pre-owned any make and model? Give us a call at 325-1000 or visit us on the World Wide Web at goldenmotors.com. Golden Motors, Chevy, find new roads.
Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on parts and accessories. 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. That's a bag you just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/18.
Rogers Parts, nationally known, locally owned. Lockport, Morgan City, Libertyville, LaRose, and Galliano.
New Friend Building Materials has been around since 1955 and is growing every year. We continue to be a proud family company in our second generation ownership and working on the third. We do our best to cover all your building needs while providing top-notch customer service and priding ourselves on not letting you leave without a smile. From small birdhouses to hotels and apartment complexes, there's no job too big or too small for us to handle. Our four convenient locations to serve you include Cutoff, Thibodeau, Belchase, and Slidell. So come stop by and see how we can help you and have a blessed day.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
What's the Call? Associated Pump and Supply with 30 years plus of dewatering experience. Our staff will size up your job and solve your drainage issues in no time. From large-scale municipal dewatering projects to smaller residential jobs. Call Associated Pump and Supply, 985-851-7077 or visit AssociatedPump.com. Associated Pump and Supply, a proud sponsor of the Nicholls State Colonels.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
Sounds familiar, Joey. Sounds familiar. A
Here
little different.
Go. Here we go.
Uh-huh.
Judy in the sky.
Wait, what?
Well, that's what you are.
Dun, 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 as John dun, Fred
dun, dun. Yep.
From New Orleans
uh-huh.
played baseball for LSU. His dad played basketball and knocked the Beatles out of number one.
Really?
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds was number one. He made fun of the song. Judy in the Skies with Glasses. And knocked him out. And look, I'm showing my age.
Uh-huh.
I saw it on Saturday Hot. on the John Pila show.
Ooh.
In 1967. Gave my age away.
I like it. I like it. I love it. I love it. I tell you what, let's have a little fun with this as well. Here's something else I want to, again, Tunes Tuesday. It's the Sports Hangover. Gus Cattingale, Jordan Intern, Joey back in LaRose. Every Tuesday, we're going to feature a lot of local artists. And we'll maybe chat with them like we're doing today with Clarence and Mariah, 1245, 145, at sportshangovermusic@gmail.com. That's where you want to send your music. Just send us an MP3 and, we'll play it. We'll have some fun with it. Again, it could be a song about sports. You can, you know, do a song about the Redskins or the Gators if you're an LSU fan. It could be funny. I mean, it could be 30 seconds, 15 seconds, whatever. It could be terrible. It could be good. And obviously, it's not just sports songs. Like, we want to feature people like Clarence, who has some albums out there. Mariah is trying to get recognized. Absolutely, man. New Orleans has so much talent. And nowadays, man, you can record stuff anywhere. If you just want to get it heard, throw it out here, man. That's what we're going to do on Tuesdays. We'll have some fun, like what Joey just did just now. Play some songs maybe you don't know that are from here as well. And I know this from Jordan before Little Man came to be. You know, the wife and I, we'd have some fun. There's always a couple of local music venues that have some bands, really good cover bands, really good stuff. Anything. Again, send it over, man. Send it over. Let's have a
lot
of fun.
Make me relive my DJ days when I first started radio.
Yeah, exactly right, man. You know,
hey,
let's have a little fun with
more music. And back to you, Gus.
Pels yesterday played in game number 2 of the preseason.
I think we're doing all right. There's some things that we have to work on. Pace, a little execution, defensively and offensively, but I think you see spurts of us doing really, really well, and that's definitely positive, and obviously in our minds, just taking it to tomorrow, next practice, we always have that in the back pocket.
Look, 116-102 the final, Atlanta won. The night before, the Bulls also beat the Pelicans. We'll get into it with Daniel Salerson, bottom of the hour. AD, 16 points in 17 minutes, 7 rebounds, an assist, a steal, a block. Can I just, on behalf of every Pels fan, I've seen enough. I'm done. I am done. 16 points, 7 rebounds, an assist, a steal, a block, in 17 minutes. I've seen enough. 6 of 8 from the free throw line, 5 of 12. I'm good. Jrue Holiday, 13 points in 19 minutes, 4 assists. Elfrid Payton, 7 points, 7 assists in 24 minutes. Coach said he's doing it on purpose to give him a few more minutes to get on the field and, you know, get some time. The problem is Julius Randle, not his performance, 11 points, 7 rebounds, another solid night on a back-to-back game. 2 steals, an assist, but fell down hard. Left the game early. Frank Jackson, boy, that foot, man. Another sprained ankle. He left. Don't forget Jahlil Okafor. ESPN reporter tweeted a picture on Sunday night in Chicago on crutches.
I saw it.
Right ankle wrapped in ice.
From the back.
2 games, 3 injuries. I tweeted last night, seriously. I asked for King Cake Baby, Pierre the Pelican, Daniel Salerson, and pick 2 ball boys. That's who needs to play the rest of the preseason. I did. I tweeted it. Join the intern. You got a Pell shirt on today. Fantastic. Get out there. And they play the Knicks on Friday. Go enjoy New York.
Get
on
hurt.
Them.
Get hurt.
I did. I tweeted yesterday. There is no need to see any starters from here on out. Because clearly there's some sort of bad juju, some sort of bad vibe going on, because I didn't even get to the guys that's in the box score they didn't play. Nico Mirotic, did you see DNP with the little hyphen Achilles? Yeah, he's got Achilles tendonitis. That's a word you don't want to hear around here. Achilles. Darius Miller, left biceps strain. Okafor with the right ankle sprain, and Alexis Ajinsa, when is he not hurt? Right quad tendon strain. What are they doing at practice? Again, Pierre the Pelican, King Cake Baby, throw in Salerson, some ball boys. You want to come off the bench or you think you can start?
Start.
You can start. Okay, Jordan the intern says he can start. I'm sure we could find some guys at the local Y. I mean, seriously, let's give them a jersey that can keep the gear. There needs to be 0 starters playing. My goodness. Especially when AD averages like a point a minute. I mean, seriously, 16 points. Listen to this stat line. In 17 minutes of action, 16 points, 7 rebounds, an assist, a steal, and a block. I've seen enough. He's fine. He's good. We'll see you October 17th in Houston. Seriously.
Bubble wrap him.
Yeah, he's done. Bubble wrap him. Jrue Holiday. Bubble wrap him. I will say this. I like seeing Elfrid Payton. 7 assists, man. He's really playing well. Again, it's preseason. I get it. But it's better than 8 turnovers and 2 assists, if that makes any sense. One quick bite for Gentry, and we'll get to the Saints.
Yeah, Julius just took a tough fall, you know. I don't think it's any big deal. Ollie's going to be sore, but, you know, that was no reason whatsoever to, you know, bring him back and put him in a game under those circumstances. Frank basically had a minor ankle. As a matter of fact, it turned it yesterday, I think. But he had a minor ankle turn. It was bothering him a little bit. I just made the decision not to play him anymore, you know. Once again, that's one of those things where, you know, it didn't make sense to try to stick him back out there in those situations. We got, you know, 3 more games to play and plenty of minutes for him. So just didn't want to do that.
Okay. So at least maybe it makes me feel a little bit better. Coach didn't sound too worried, but I worry for you. Don't play any starters the rest of the preseason, please. Please.
I don't want to see that journey down the tunnel in crutches anymore.
I don't understand it, man. I mean, seriously. And Jordan, you saw it. Okafor was balling against the Bulls. I mean, he really was. He looked good dunking, you know, off the glass, turn around, jump. There goes your ankle. I mean, just stop. I don't know what anyone did on that facility over there, man, but it's ridiculous. I don't see anybody else losing that many players a game. Jason. All right. Earlier this morning, Teron Armstead talked about those poor red zone trips. Again, 33 points. It could have been more by the Saints. I mean, the Lattimore scooping, well, that needs to be a touchdown. Taysom Hill to Alvin Kamara, off your hands. That's a touchdown. The Watson play, look, good defense in the corner. It would have been a tough catch. I'm not going to completely blame Watson. Look, he'd tell you he should have caught it. He should have caught it. I got it. But the Kamara one, that's a touchdown. That's 7. That's 40 points. It would have been the third game of 40 points or more. This offense is rolling. But Armstead on the red zone.
Well, I think the Giants did a really good job. They did a really good job of contesting everything, you know, trying to get some looks up front, get some guys in Drew's face and, test some throws. We had some opportunities to make some tough plays, some tough catches that, we're accustomed to making. It's just, that's what it is every week. You know, you never know how it's going to unfold, but, you know, our defense came to play and kept giving us opportunities, kept giving us the ball, and we were able to get rolling in the second half.
You heard Drew Brees say it after the game Sunday that he obviously definitely feels that this team can get a lot better, that they're nowhere near where they're going to go. As a matter of fact, this was his thoughts on the team at the first quarter point of the season.
Well, listen, we you know, lose our first one, then win 3 in a row, so we've got a little streak going here. But 3-1, I think, in the first quarter of the season, you know, listen, I feel like we're getting better and better each week, and that's what is most important to me. I feel like we're beginning to play more and more complementary football, and I'm not just talking about offense with run to pass, but I think just as a team, you know, understanding how to win football games, you know, and we've won in a lot of different ways, you know, found ourselves in a lot of different circumstances already, still early in the season. So these are all things that strengthen you, bring you together, and begin to help you form your identity as a team.
So then Armstead this morning saying, hey, look, absolutely, looking at the film and seeing what they can do, they can still be better.
You would definitely prefer to be sitting in this situation as opposed to a different record, not playing your best football. We've done a lot of things really well, and we have done some things that would potentially get us beat going forward. So for us to be 3-1 right now with those improvements already on film and those problems on film, I think it's a great thing for us. You know, you don't want to peak too early. So we know, we kind of know the areas we need to improve on, and we're able to focus on that.
DeMario Davis led the team in tackles with the Saints. We talked about him yesterday. How could you not give him a pat on the back or at least a game ball with that performance? I get it. Look, Breeze did well, but really Kamara, right? I gave my pat on the back to Andy Dalton. Probably should have been to DeMario Davis. 11 tackles, 2 sacks, 2 tackles for loss, 9 of them solo of those 11. His thoughts on after looking at the film against the Giants.
I think we did a good job of following through with our goals. You know, we just try to be good in the run game, try to be good in the pass game, try to get pressure on the quarterback. You know, we did good on those things.
Yep. I thought it did well. And one of the things, too, that I think they did very good is, to me, a second straight effort against the run. Now, the question was asked of him, so far this season through 4 games, if there's a complaint, right, it's kind of up and down defense. First game, second game, a little better against your Browns, Joey, but towards the end of the game. Then against Atlanta, and then, you know, the Giants, So, I mean, there's a lot of ehs and ahs in there. I mean, it's a roller coaster. Let's play a little bit better and some consistency, and Davis says that's the goal this week.
I think we just continue to, you know, focus on our goals and try to execute, you know, doing those, you know, trying to stop the run, trying to tackle well, being good in the red zone, creating takeaways, pressure on the quarterback. I just think when we do our goals, we're successful. When we don't hit our goals, we're not.
As for facing the Redskins, remember a couple weeks ago they beat the Packers in Washington.
You got a veteran quarterback, 2 really good running backs, great tight end, really skilled receivers. It's going to be a challenge for us. So we're
going
to have to be ready
for
some good football.
We'll have more from Armstead and Davis, and the intern just gave me the thumbs up. Sean Payton just wrapped up this conference call. It's all cut up. We'll have that for you as well coming up in about a segment or so. We'll hear from Daniel Salerson for a brief 5 minutes, then we'll play Sean Payton before we wrap up the next segment. It's hour one of the Sports Hangover. Still plenty to come. Clarence, one of our first Tunes Tuesday artist that we will feature coming up at 12:15. You Brother Martin folks out there, you know what I'm talking about. Clarence Johnson the third. Coming up at 1:45, Mariah. Works over at Old Saint, trying to get her music career going. It's Tunes Tuesday. Any local artist anywhere in the area, the Bayou, North Shore, metro area, feel free. sportshangovermusic@gmail.com is the way to get your tunes in, and we'll do all of that. Don't forget, Hour 1 is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. Been injured in an accident? Ring the King, 504-909-KING, and check them out online, kinginjuryfirm.com. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans.
Kick off the weekend with ESPN New Orleans Lunch Club from Friday noon to 3 at Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap, located at 132 Royal Street in the French Quarter. Join Gus Cattingill and see why Old Saint is not your average sports bar. Visit our 50 beers on tap and the best poor boys. Gumbo, barbecue shrimp you're going to find around. You got to try it, even their baby back ribs. It's another ESPN New Orleans Lunch Club this Friday, noon to 3 at Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap. Grab a friend and join the fun at 132 Royal Street.
Joe Septic Contractors has specialized in the installation of sewage systems, steel drains, and vacuum truck services for over 40 years. They've grown into one of the largest sanitation companies in Louisiana. Call Joe Septic Contractors today about their rentals on portable toilets, holding tanks, iron hand wash stations, and air-conditioned restroom trailers for your next event. Call Joe Septic Contractors today at 985-632-5592 or visit their website at www.joeseptic.com.
Good luck to Mason Boudreaux, number 32. Go Colonels!
Vision Communication is proud to announce LightWave, a breakthrough in television viewing. The interactive programming guide is awesome for finding your favorite shows quickly. More channels are available, plus multi-room DVR, easy to search video on demand, and new apps such as local weather. You can even customize your settings for more control. LightWave is here. Call today to get a great introductory offer. It's part of our promise to bring you a better vision.
If pests are pestering you, call the experts at Terminix. They'll rid your home or business of disease-carrying rats, mice, roaches, spiders, even crazy ants. Call your local pest control experts at Terminix for a free inspection. Terminix also offers home insulation. In La Rose, call 693-3152. That's 693-3152. 693-3152. Terminix, power over pests.
Always on the run and short on cash? With a State Bank and Trust Company debit card, you can pay for goods and services without the need for cash in your pockets or the hassle of writing checks. Available on all consumer and commercial checking account holders. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company, Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com. Red roses
too. Yeah, I think he's played well. You know, I think he continues to try to figure it out from the standpoint of when can he push, when can he pull it out. You know, things like that, and he'll get better at those decisions also, but I like some of the things that he's doing. Actually, I like his defense. I think he's really trying hard defensively, and, you know, when he came into this league, he was a good defender.
I said Coach Alvin Gentry on Elfrid Payton so far through two preseason games. Daniel Salerson, D. Salerson is the way to be followed over on Twitter, or follow him on Twitter, rather. Part of the Pelicans Radio Network, pregame, half post. You know who he is. Daniel, what's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, good. I'm good, Gus. How are you?
Are we adding color duties this year to you as well? Or, I mean, how's this working?
Yeah, so I'll be filling color duties while John DeShazer is on assignment with the Saints. So, Unfortunately, you're going to hear more of me, so I apologize in advance.
I was listening a little yesterday. I did. So, okay, you know me, I'm not Dr. Doom or anything over here, but, I mean, it is. And to me, the top storyline through two preseason games is injuries, man. Okafor, Jackson, and then yesterday, Julius Randle. Now, I played what Coach Gentry said yesterday at the end of the game, and he didn't seem too concerned. But, you know, it's just, man, it stinks because they were having good games, and they were playing well, and then they get injured. So, you know, you saw me tweet last night. Are you ready to take to the court? Because you, the mascots, the ball boys, Jordan the intern, you guys play. I don't need to see AD and anyone else play anymore.
I'm so glad you asked. And, I was back home in Atlanta where I grew up, Gus. I went back to my mom's house and grabbed my East Marietta recreational basketball jersey, got it out of the storage unit just in case they needed me last night. I wore it under my suit, so if I could break away my suit to play last night, I could. But I am ready to go. I'm a little disappointed in the fact that on your Sports Hangover poll for ESPN Radio NOLA that I'm second to last right now as far as who should the Pelicans recruit to finish the preseason, and I'm losing really badly to King Cake Baby. So I'm a little disturbed by your listeners here that have no faith in me, but I'm ready to go, Gus, if you need me.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I don't think I'm being, you know, ridiculous here, but dude, AD, 16 points in 17 minutes, 7 rebounds, an assist, a steal, a block. I think I've seen enough yesterday. I think I did.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. When you have guys, new guys like Julius Randle and Elfrid Payton, you're going to need to have time where you're going to have to figure things out with all five of them. Enough time in a short preseason that they're, I mean, the goal is to play 15 to 20 minutes, which is what they did. The good thing with Julius Randle is, one, he seems okay. Talked to him on the bus yesterday. He said he'll be fine. But he was about to be taken out anyways. Julius and Elfrid have played a couple more minutes just because they are new and trying to adjust to a new system. The tough part is you're playing back-to-back. So that's the challenging part, and you're playing two in the preseason. So not ideal when you do have a team that has struggled with injuries. But I'm not as concerned as everyone is. I think Jahlil Okafor is going to be fine. Frank Jackson, it's just taking precaution. Because there's only 5 games and it is the preseason, there is no point in bringing these guys out when they don't need to. So with Frank only playing 6 minutes, no need to try to tweak that ankle if you go out and play more. So I do like the fact that Alvin's playing 15 to 20 minutes tonight, and they're also playing longer on the court at the same time. He doesn't want 3 or 4 minutes spent with them. He wants 8 or 9 minutes so that they can get a feel for one another. So I'm okay with the approach and how many minutes. It's preseason, so it's scary. You're going to be on pins and needles hoping that no one gets hurt throughout the rest of the preseason.
Now you pretty much describe me as I'm watching and following on Twitter. I am. D. Sallers is a way to follow you over on Twitter. Look, you mention it, and because Jordan the intern, the second the team signed Julius Okafor, the Wednesday before the preseason, training camp started for the Saints. He busted out his Julius Okafor jersey. He loves Julius Okafor. I'm like, let's see if he can make the team. I think I've been surprised by what I've sort of seen. He looks like he's got a little something left in there and something to prove. Look, I know they're preseason games and I know they're practices, but if there's any video footage of the Pels and he's in there, the dude's hitting it off the glass. He's knocking down jumpers. He's getting rebounds. He's got some size to him. I think this guy could be on the team and really help.
Yeah, I agree. And you've seen it in the past couple games. I know he didn't play in the one game. He didn't play yesterday against Atlanta. But like you said, he's been rebounding really well. I believe in that game before he got hurt, he had, you know, a few points. And let's see, he has 8 points and 7 rebounds in 18 minutes of play. Just very efficient on the floor. He's a guy that's in the best shape of his life. He changed his diet up. He changed his approach. Able to run up and down the court and keep up with a fast-paced offense that Alvin Gentry likes to run. I mean, this is sort of, we're not back at the number two pick overall, Julius Okafor, but we're certainly getting close as far as what he's capable of. And with the rotation of the front court with AD and, you know, Nikola Mirotic and Julius Randle and Okafor, I mean, Okafor can provide some solid minutes there, whether it's 10, 15 minutes a night. I mean, you're not getting as big of a drop-off as maybe in previous seasons. So it's only been one game, but I like what I see from Mr. Okafor.
Yeah, one of the things, obviously, Daniel, that, you know, Jordan the intern's trying to bring to my attention here, when I said he's still got a little something left on me, you took it literally, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Now, he pointed out that he's 22. I know he's a, my point is, you know what I get at, Daniel. I mean, when you're that high a draft pick and you sign a non-guaranteed deal, I mean, it, you know, it's, you don't know what you're getting.
Right, and the expectation is, it's for the signing for the Pelicans, it's a low-risk, high-reward signing, because if you do see some promise in training camp, then you pick up a guy that was the former number two pick and you're not paying him like he was the number two pick. So, and it's a guy that can help fill a need with rebounding and scoring right down low. It is something that's a why not. I know the Pelicans were after Okafor a little bit last year and things like that. This time you just sign him to a non-guaranteed deal and see what he has. Like, again, you have 5 games to test it out. Obviously, we'll see with the ankle injury if he can play a little bit in these last 3 preseason games, but you have all these practices to see if he's capable of, one, running the fast-paced offense, and if he rebound, he can still score down low. And so far, the eye test has shown that he can. It's been one game, but he at least shows that he has the capability of still hanging in this league, despite, like Jordan said, he is 22 years old, so he still has plenty of time, but why not give him a shot? And he's proved himself right so far.
Like I said, look, I'll say this. I'm excited because it does look like the pieces could fit. Obviously, let's see it in a regular season. Let's see it against teams that are playoff talent and caliber. But would you agree, not to get too excited, but when you look at the first 2 games, multiple starters with multiple assists, you're seeing at least a digit in multiple boxes in the box score from left to right, meaning assist, blocks, steals. You're seeing all of that in small amount of minutes. So to me, I extrapolate in the time on the court when they're together, for the most part, at least 4 of the potential 5 starters are getting it done. And I think that's all you could really want for, right? I mean, not just the 7 assists from Peyton yesterday, but I think there was another number there that really stood out, and that's the, you know, the 2 blocks from Elfrid Payton.
For sure, and that's what you have to look at as far as evaluating the preseason. Everyone, it's tough when you're evaluating the preseason, whether you're a fan, member of the media, or even, you know, on a team. You have to take it as in, oh, it's just preseason, so if they play well, it's because they're not playing against good talent, or if they do bad, it's, oh, we need to freak out because they had a terrible preseason. But you do have to look at when the main guys are on the court, which right now is basically in the first half. Mm-hmm. And we've seen in the last 2 days the capability of this offense with the starting rotation intact. Drew Holiday continues to pick up where he left off last year in the postseason. He's 5 of 8 from downtown. He looks real comfortable. Elfrid Payton was a little hesitant, I think, in the first game. He's trying to be too unselfish at times. He was attacking a lot better last night in the loss to Atlanta. Then you have Anthony Davis, who's going to be Anthony Davis. I was really impressed with Julius Randle the last couple of days. His versatility, whether it's bringing it up the court, his defense. He's already, you already know his ability to score from within 0 to 3 feet. He hit shots 55% of the time, or took 55% of the shots from 0 to 3 feet, but he also has range. And like you mentioned with the assists, it's because all five guys are capable of bringing the ball up the floor, and that's the type of offense that Alvin Gentry wants to run. He wants to, whoever gets the ball off the rim, if they get a stop, to pick up and run. And all five guys, and you saw it from Julius too, the big man, he can run up and down the court, and I think that's why you're seeing a lot of these guys chime in on some assists.
Tell you what, if you take away the injuries, dude, I'd be uncontrollable right now with my excitement level, because, again, if you just look at the highlights at the very least, you'll see this team. It just fits. It looks like what Gentry wants to do, and it looks like you got some pieces that can do it. And for a lot of people, Daniel, and you could understand this, little hesitant to buy in to what Elfrid Payton can bring to this team. Not the team, not the coaches. They've been all out in front saying this guy is going to fit perfectly. But when you just see it on the court, finally, I'm like, hey, all right, October 17th can't get here soon enough. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to seeing what the season can bring.
Yeah, and with Elfrid Payton, I mean, look at the two situations he was in before with Phoenix and Orlando. Orlando, they didn't run the type of system that Elfrid is, you know, plays to his strength, which is a high-tempo system where he's a facilitating point guard. Then you went in Phoenix, where they were tanking last year at the very end of the season, didn't have a lot of solid guys that are playing, you know, a bunch of guys that are trying to make an NBA roster. So I don't think he was in two good situations. Now he's put in a position where he's playing with Anthony Davis, Nikola Mirotic, and Julius Randle. We see the couple lobs that he's been working on with AD. He was able to attack the rim last night and threw a double team and dish it out to AD a couple times. He was cutting on the weak side and was able to get a couple easy bunnies. So you're seeing Elfrid Payton try to get into a rhythm here. They even said that there's going to be times, even on defense last night, there was a ton of times where the Pelicans were getting killed in the paint because on switches they were not fighting over the screen and just going under. But they are working on communication things as well right now. So they might give up a couple points here and there just so to make sure they can work on certain things. So Elfrid's going to get into a rhythm. He's going to, you know, get a hang of how AD plays, how Randle plays. Davis and Randle have to learn how to play with each other, whether it's basic, just like Davis had to learn with Cousins. But like you said, from the eye test in these last couple games with our main rotation guys, including Frank Jackson before he got hurt, I see a lot of promise in this team, a very unselfish team that I think could pick up where they left off before they ended their season against Golden State.
That is none other than Daniel Salerson. D. Salerson's the way to follow over on Twitter. Daniel, we'll close with this. Your team had, you know, got to relax yesterday. Mine, you know, my season's probably over with today. It is what it is. They take on the Rockies in a, you know, playoff game, the little wild card. You got Grouse Dodgers coming up. You want to talk a little smack or do you want to talk a little concern? He's listening. Just letting you know.
I texted Todd earlier today and said, are you ready? Unfortunately, the last time these two teams played in the playoffs in 2013, didn't go the Braves way. Look. As a Braves fan in a rebuilding mode, I am very happy just to be here. But I'm excited. There might be some if we maybe a little wager on the line. If Todd's listening, I'm all open. I have confidence in this team. And look, we traveled to the New York on Thursday as the Pelicans played the Knicks on Friday. And luckily, it's a night game, so I'll be able to watch Thursday night. So, Todd, if you're listening, a little friendly wager. We can do it on the show here. I'm ready to go.
Oh, a little friendly wager coming in. All right. Well. You know, we'll maybe get to both the alls together on the air before the first pitch of the first game. Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate it, man.
Anytime, my friend.
Yep, for sure. When we come back, it's time to feature our first of the many local artists. We're getting them now. We're starting to come in.
We actually got one person with
a video.
A YouTube video. A music video.
That's like a real music video. I love this. This is the whole point. What's his name, man?
Austin Poe.
I like it.
Picture me rolling.
A little picture me rolling?
Yeah.
All right, we'll hear that coming up here in a little bit. When we come back, Clarence Johnson III will feature his song, watch him work, and also chat with him briefly. He's on the phone ready to go. So stand by, Clarence. We'll come back with your song, my friend, as it's the first. You're leading off Tunes Tuesday. Of course I had to pick a Brother Martin guy to lead it off, dude. Of course, it's the Sports Hangover. Hour number one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING and KingInjuryFirm.com.
Back to New Orleans. I've got my suitcase in my hand.
Lady of the Sea After Hours Clinic has moved to the new Lady of the Sea Cutoff Clinic, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano. The same After Hours staff will continue to see patients from 5 to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends with no appointment necessary. Now the convenience of a walk-in clinic with a pharmacy at the same location is available for our community. Same provider in a new environment. Lady of the Sea After Hours Clinic, here when you need us.
I'm Casey Gistler, the voice of high school football for ESPN 100.3, inviting you to join me and Marlon Favorite every Wednesday at 6 p.m. for Prep Weekly, presented by De La Salle High School. We'll break down key games, give you interviews with coaches and players, and updates from all the schools throughout South Louisiana. If you love high school football, tune in to Prep Weekly, presented by De La Salle High School. You'll find it every Wednesday evening from 6 till 8 on ESPN 100.3.
Join the fun as La Fête de Vieux-Ton, which translates the Festival of Old Times, kicks off this Friday evening with dancing from Down Home, Rhyme Foray, Travis Thibodeau, and Foray Tradition. Saturday is Tête Dure, Mule Cake, and Velvet Sky, closing the night out with Sold Out. Sunday is Double Play, followed by Junior Lacrosse. Enjoy great food and drinks, a boucherie, sauce piquante cook-off, craft boots, carnival rides, Cajun education seminars, and much more. This weekend, for La Fête de Vieux-Ton at 4484 Highway 1 at Bayou Lafourche Farm Market, and Visitor Center.
Thursdays have lunch with the Sports Hangover at our ESPN Lunch Club as we're live at Vinny's in Metairie, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive. Each and every Thursday, we'll do the show live from Vinny's where you can enjoy delicious fresh wraps, burgers, and more. Vinny's is also home to the best happy hour in town, 3 to 7 p.m. every day. And that happy hour includes signature cocktails. Stop in this and every Thursday at Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive in Metairie for the Sports Hangover, 12 to 3 p.m. on ESPN New Orleans.
Battery testing from AutoZone helps you do a lot. It saves someone from buying a new battery they didn't need. It helps start a truck, a car, a minivan. Not once, but twice. And it proved that this ride only had a loose cable. Just one less thing to worry about. And it's just one of the services that AutoZone offers for free. From battery testing to helpful advice, doing more is what we do best. So visit any of our 5,500 AutoZone locations nationwide today. See store for details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
He is. Little Clarence Johnson III at CJ 3 Sacks. Just enjoy this a little bit, Jordan.
Yeah, baby. Let's go downtown tonight. My dog, baby.
Clarence Johnson III joins us. Brother Martin grad. A couple of albums out there. Now teaching music. Clarence, thank you, dude, for leading off our Tunes Tuesday, in which we will focus and feature New Orleans artists. What's going on, man?
Oh, man, everything's good. That's how you doing, man.
I'm doing fantastic, dude. I love this. What, how long did you record this song? It's been a little bit, huh?
Yeah, that one's, we released that one in around 13, 14. So a few years ago. It's time for me to get back in the studio, which is what I'm planning on now.
There you go, man. I tell you what, I obviously I remember you. You're about, what class? You were 93 or 92?
I was 92. I think you were a year behind.
Yeah, 94. So 2 years back. But, dude, you were a legend.
2 years.
I
mean, yeah.
Yeah, no. I mean, I think, like, Pep, what was it? You would have the Pep rallies and stuff. You would be
yeah.
featured. I mean, you would, like, play your music, man, and be featured, man. It was incredible. Even at that young age. How long did you, or I guess, when did you start playing music, man?
Oh gosh, probably when I was around fourth grade, I started, actually a little younger than that, I started on drums actually. And, you know, I had a toolkit and a drum set at the same time at the age of around four. And that's not necessarily the best combination because I wanted to see what kind of, you know, what I can do with the toolkit to the drums. And, mm-hmm. you know, needless to say, that didn't work out. And my dad came in there and saw what I was doing with it, and he put the drums away, and a couple of years later, I had a saxophone in my hand.
That's incredible, man. Obviously, after Brother Martin, once you fill in everybody, what did you do after that?
Well, I you mentioned Brother Martin, man. That was a really good time. The band directors over there, Marty Hurley and Arthur Hardy, who is now Mr. Mardi Gras these days. Arthur Hardy started out as a band director at Brother Martin. And the late, great Marty Hurley, they allowed me to kind of, you know, stretch out, introduce me to some other musical concepts. And one of the first drum majors to actually direct the band and play, as you mentioned, at the same time. So, man, that was a lot of fun, great experiences. Met a lot of great friends from over there. Got a chance to learn a lot of leadership skills, which I'm still using and employing today.
Clarence Johnson III joining us over on The Sports Hangover. Hear his song, watch him work there a little bit. Clarence, how many albums, man, did you get done?
I've under my name, I think that's the third album. I've been on quite a few more. I've appeared on something with Bruce Hornsby. I've appeared on a Tori Amos record some years ago. Devel Crawford, and quite a few other compilation recordings. So it's been a fun career, along with some film credits. One of the highlights of my career was the opportunity to play alongside Jamie Foxx in the movie Ray. Wow. So that was filmed here. So that was quite a bit of fun. So it's been a blast so far, man.
Clarence, I told you about this, that this is why I want to do a little Tunes Tuesday and feature a lot of local artists. I'm going to close out, obviously, with what you're doing right now and influencing a young crop of musicians and taking their talents in and around here as well. But there's a lot of talent, huh, in this area. Not
yes,
just,
sir.
Obviously, New Orleans, North Shore, South Shore, the Bayou, even up there in the capital city where you're at.
Look, this whole I-10 corridor, even through I-12 up in the North Shore, man, there is a lot of talent that's coming after us, man. And I mean, it's the same idea, you know. North Shore here, of course, in New Orleans. I teach in Baton Rouge, and it's the same idea that how I came up. A lot of guys that were already on the music scene as professionals took us young guys under their wing and worked with us. Helped us, teach us. That's the way we do in South Louisiana. That's how we keep moving forward. It's not about keeping everything to ourselves. It's about passing the tradition on. And there's no better way to do that through teaching. I mean, that's how everybody grew up around here. Yeah, that's how you get the trombone shortage. That's how you get the Marcellus family. That's how you get Clarence Johnson, because it happened the same way with me. And I'm just doing my part to pass it on.
Well, I'll tell you what, I remember a video, and it was crazy. You told me last night it was in March. It did not feel like it was that long ago. But the group of kids that you're teaching right now had a pretty big accomplishment back then.
Yeah, man, that's Lee Magnet High School out there in Baton Rouge. And it's a very young program. It's only in our third year. And so consequently, last year was our second year. And in such a short time, we were able to get the band together to bring the jazz band down to perform at the Loyola Jazz Ensemble Festival back in March. And for their very first adjudicated performance, they got all superiors, all one. So that was a great time to break that news to them and see that what rewards that come after hard work. And they really deserved it.
At CJ3Sax is the way to follow you over on Twitter. I love hearing that you're about to, you know, get back in that studio, get yourself going again.
Oh, but, yes.
In the meantime, this Friday, man, folks can hear what's going on with those kids. Tell us how.
Yeah, actually, the Lee High School art students are coming down to the Old Mint at the Jazz Museum at the theater on the third floor. They're going to present an art show and a film festival this Friday at 2 p.m., free and open to the public. And the jazz band is going to come down and perform at the beginning and do a little closing number at the end. So that's 2 o'clock this Friday. And we love for everyone to come down. If you're not doing anything, coming off of lunch, getting off of work early, come hang out with us and have a good time.
Man, I appreciate you jumping on, dude. Thanks for leading off Tunes Tuesday. We're going to do that. Spread the word, Clarence. I know you know a lot of musicians out there.
I sure will, man. And thank y'all for putting the spotlight on the music scene, man. We really appreciate it. It's going to pay dividends, man. Really
for sure, man.
That.
Hey, keep up the great work, not only personally, dude, but that's awesome, man, teaching and passing on what you know to kids, man. I think it's a way to help and stay out of nonsense and trouble, man, and yes. Do something with your life, man.
Well, you know that's how we roll out here, baby. Just keep moving it forward, man. Appreciate you, cuz.
For sure, man. Let's close out with your music. Thank you, Clarence.
Thank you.
That's CJ3 Sox, the way to do that. Hour two, got plenty to get into. Jordan, you see an MMA fighter in front of you, right? How about you versus him?
No.
No? We'll tell you who that is coming up in hour two. Got plenty to get into. Coach Tim Rebo, the Nickel State Colonels, Glenn Gilbo, Gary Smith, and Jordan will take to the octagon here in the office.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Make a makeshift octagon.
Makeshift octagon.
I'll just be the sparring guy.
I give you 2 seconds.